Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Holberg reporting. In the weekend weather forecast from Weather Underground, today the rain will be ending and the rest of the afternoon should remain cloudy with a high temperature of 65 degrees. Tonight, some clouds with an overnight low of 45. Saturday looks to be cloudy and cooler, a high temperature of only 55 degrees. Saturday night, clouds will give way to partial clearing and the temperature will go all the way down to 38 degrees. And on Sunday, sunshine and clouds mixed, remaining cool with a high temperature of 56. And in the news for today, in a report from the Wisconsin Examiner, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin joined 13 other Democratic U.S. senators in signing a letter that asks two data companies to stop collecting and selling the location data of people who visit abortion clinics. Led by Senator Elizabeth Warren, the group called the data brokers SafeGraph and Placer AI practices selling data to anyone appalling. The letter was sent after a report by Vice found that people can purchase the data of anyone who visits a Planned Parenthood clinic, including where they came from, how long they stayed, and where they went afterwards. SafeGraph said earlier this month that it would stop selling abortion-related data, and Placer.ai removed the ability to do searches for Planned Parenthood location data after the Vice report, but the senator said that's not enough. In addition to demanding an end to the practices, the senators asked a number of questions of the companies, including how many people the data was sold to, if the companies have any procedures in place to prevent the misuse of the data, and who bought the data. The tracking of someone's location isn't the only digital privacy issue that could be affected after Roe is struck down. Internet search histories are easily accessed by law enforcement officers with a search warrant, meaning that in a state where abortion is illegal, internet searches such as where to get an abortion could be retrieved and used as evidence. Again, the information for this story was used by permission from Wisconsin Examiner. With the national coronavirus death toll now officially exceeding 1 million earlier this week, our weekly COVID-19 roundup for Wisconsin shows daily COVID-19 case numbers are up for the second day in a row, but the seven-day average is down for the second day in a row thanks to the number being lower than a week ago. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says 2,385 more people with the COVID-19 virus were identified, which is almost 200 more cases than tests confirmed on Wednesday, but the seven-day average slipped from 2,088 to 2,033. The positivity rate is down for the third day in a row from 13.6% to 13.3%. That's the percentage of all tests that are positive for the COVID-19 virus. It was up to 14% a week ago. That according to a report from WBAY Madison Online. In Vernon County, the Department of Health reports that as of May 18th, the community spread level was back up to high, with 38 new cases reported, 2 new hospitalizations, but there were no new deaths reported. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.